Hi everyone, welcome to the first episode of What If's Technology, where we imagine our lives without certain technologies and have a better understanding of how we take things for granted. This is What If's Technology. I'm your host, Vincent Santos, your science enthusiast. And this episode of What If's Technology is focusing on the internet. Can you imagine a world that we live in today without the internet? How things as simple as shipment of goods from one place to another would look like? What your morning routines would be like? With no Google Maps to navigate your way in a strange city, how will your vacation experiences going to be? I think it is safe to say that people around the world depends on the internet for many things, from a personal standpoint and a business standpoint. It is truly a revolutionary invention, one we take part in every single day. But what if this invention was not invented? What if the internet did not exist? For starters, we will have many free time from the strong grips of the internet, since the internet is utilizing our dopamine system. This is because we as humans are motivated by novelty. When something new appears, say information, our dopamine kicks in, encouraging us to know more about the topic. The internet, in the form of social medias and search engines, exploits this ancient programming of our brain and thus explains why it is quite difficult to do our assignments and quite easy to scroll on our social media feeds, because every scroll is new information or novelty. The internet enables this, but without this, the internet, we will have a tremendous amount of time for other things. Now, I know you might think that, well, if that's the case, then we should be looking forward to the destruction of the internet. Although, is the cure really worse than the disease? Well, we can look for a different cure that is simply spreading awareness of the effects of the internet in our brains and avoiding phones or internet access when it becomes addictive, but not entirely destroying it. Since without the internet, many industries that rely on it will suffer greatly, and this can be observed in many aspects, such as in the economy. For instance, if there will be no internet, then the courier system will revert back to the old paper and pen system, thus making it difficult to record a shipment, hence making it more expensive to ship goods. Without the internet, your ATM card is as good as a piece of plastic, making your transactions less convenient. Without the internet, large companies such as Facebook, Amazon, YouTube, Google, and even customer service companies will go out of business and will create a huge flow of unemployed individuals. I guess we can say that once the internet fails, many jobs will be forfeited. But on the other hand, many jobs will also be created to compensate the job that the internet does, such as more employees to record inventory, more guides to help tourists find the best tourist spots, and any other jobs that the internet does and can be feasibly replaced by human resource. Most of us probably don't think of it that much, but it is nice to understand where we came from and where we are right now. I bet most of you listening have jobs that are highly or semi-dependent on the internet. The internet indeed brings with it convenience unlike any other, but we should know how to balance our lives with it, because too much dependency may lead to unfortunate ends. This draws the end of our episode on What If's Technology. I hope you enjoyed listening to our short episode, and I'm looking forward in seeing you in the next one. This is your host, Vincent Santos, your science enthusiast, saying, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. Have a nice day, everyone.